Well, hello again. As always, thanks for tuning in, folks. PCC Sustain Me is jazzed to have joined forces with The Bridge, Portland Community College's student newspaper. This means there will be a weekly column online for your eyeballs to enjoy with the weekly episodes. Isn't that nice? And we are super duper stoked to be working in partnership with GPSN, the Greater Portland Sustainability Education Network, as well. You can connect and access the program via gpsen.org, too. Now the podcast has multiple cozy places to call home. Okay, well, back to the program we go. From Portland Community College, this is PCC Sustain Me. I'm Joe Culhane, and today we'll have a little fireside chat about the climate trial of the century, the WWF and IPCC major reports, and the Extinction Rebellion.
Boom, boom, darkness falls, headlights in the afternoon.
After a full week and some change of helping take care of the fam here at home, who've been rocked by cold season, while also tending to school and work myself, I've wound up pretty worn down as well. Self-care is so important, and ideally, I'll actually practice a bit of that here soon. So, anyways, here's the scoop. For those who may not know about this climate trial of the century, in 2015, a group of 21 youth filed a constitutional climate lawsuit against the United States government called Juliana versus the U.S. The case has yet to make it to trial. The trial has been systematically delayed in part due to efforts by the fossil fuel industry and the Obama administration. There have been multiple efforts to have the entire lawsuit dismissed, and the Trump administration has also taken many great steps to dismiss the case as well. Before we get any further into all of this, I would first like to acknowledge that this program is being recorded on the traditional village sites of the Multnomah, Kathlamet, Clackamas, bands of the Chinook, Tualatin Kalapuya, Molalla, and many other tribes who made their homes along the Columbia River. Multnomah is a band of Chinooks that lived in this area. We thank the descendants of these tribes for being the original stewards and protectors of these lands since time immemorial. We also acknowledge that Portland, Oregon has the 9th largest urban Native American population in the U.S., with over 380 federally recognized tribes represented in the urban Portland metropolitan area. We also acknowledge the systemic policies of genocide, relocation, and assimilation that still impact many indigenous Native American families today. We are honored by the collective work of many Native nations, leaders, and families who are demonstrating resilience, resistance, revitalization, healing, and creativity. We are honored to be guests upon these lands. Thank you. And thanks also to our colleagues at the Portland State University Indigenous Nation Studies Program for crafting this acknowledgement.
I tried to drown my sorrows, then learned that they could swim. So after two tomorrows, I decided to jump in and swim.
Okay, so I started this off by getting into the Juliana versus U.S., which is something that is pretty darn exciting to consider, that it actually looks like it is going to trial. The climate trial of the century. October 29th was supposed to be the beginning start date of the trial, but it has been pushed back again, so we'll just have to see what comes next. A little more about the trial and the folks involved. I should say the youth involved. The youth that came together have been a part of an organization called Our Children's Trust. Their mission statement sums up the movement and what these young people stand for. Our Children's Trust elevates the voice of youth to secure the legal right to a stable climate and healthy atmosphere for the benefit of all present and future generations. Through our programs, youth participate in advocacy, public education, and civic engagement to ensure the viability of all natural systems in accordance with science. Our mission is to protect Earth's atmosphere and natural systems for present and future generations. We lead a game-changing legal campaign seeking systemic, science-based emissions reductions and climate recovery policy at all levels of government. We give young people, those with most at stake in the climate crisis, a voice to favorably impact their futures. That's super encouraging. The hashtag YouthVGov trial is but one of the several cases our Children's Trust is taking on. There are legal actions that are at different levels of development across the country and globe. Earth Guardians is also another plaintiff on the Juliana versus U.S. case. The Earth Guardians Youth Director is Shutescat Martinez. Martinez was only 15 when this case began, and since then, he has played an active role across the world in climate movements. With his help, the Earth Guardians now has active groups in over 50 countries. So why are people calling this the trial of the century? There are a number of reasons. The recent reports from the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, stating that we essentially have 12 years to bring our carbon emissions down to 45% and to zero by 2050, while, mind you, also drastically changing the way we operate in the world. And then, of course, before climate disasters create a largely inhospitable world for humans as a result. The other major report comes from the World Wildlife Fund, WWF, and it states that we have... It's heartbreaking. The report that just came out a few days ago, it really just shows that there's been over a 60% loss of our mammal, fish, reptile, and bird biodiversity between the years of 1970 and 2014 on this planet, and that it is linked to humanity's impact on the world, which, of course, is also directly tied to fossil fuel use and carbon emissions. And on November 17th, just a few days ago, in London, the Extinction Rebellion movement, an international non-violent rebellion against the world's governments for criminal inaction on the ecological crisis, shut down the five main bridges of central London in the name of saving the planet. So, all those things are absolutely tied together because they are calling into awareness and calling our governments of the world, our leaders of our countries, to recognize the climate crisis that we are facing. And that is why these youth are participating in arguably one of the largest climate cases and climate trials of this century. It's a defining moment. And I stand wholeheartedly with these youth and all those out there who are actively participating in facing the climate crisis at hand. And so I guess that's really what I wanted to talk about here today. That these are some of the reasons why the youth-led trial against the U.S. government is so important right now. And across the globe, people of all walks of life are coming together to demand a shift from the business-as-usual actions that have led us to this point. The time for action is now, friends. And as I mentioned, I'm really not feeling too hot, so I think I'm going to wind it up here before I lose my voice. And we're just a few days away from Thanksgiving, which is another, how do I say it, problematic holiday here in America. But, you know, I feel compelled to just note that it is Native American Heritage Month, and that giving thanks for, you know, our families, our friends, our communities, for the plants, animals, and all of the ecology that has helped us to survive on this beautiful, beautiful planet is all really relevant to everything. And why I bring up that November being Native American Heritage Month is because it really is an opportunity for all of us to recognize and honor the indigenous communities throughout the United States. And right here in Portland, the Native American Youth and Family Center is a beautiful example of that form of community. And, you know, there are over 326 Indian reservations and at least 560 different tribes across the United States. And those are just the ones that are, you know, officially recognized. And, you know, please, please do the research on the origins of the holiday that is Thanksgiving, because it wasn't a meal between the Native Americans and the colonial settlers of Europe in the early days of Western expansion. And that's really important. It's really important to remember. And, you know, that's really it. I am grateful for the work that's being done by so many indigenous people, by people of color, and all of humanity out there who is, you know, calling to attention the need for more recognition, more reciprocity, more of the inequities that have created this really unbalanced reality we have into focus, so that we can correct and move forward in a truly more socially just and thereby more environmentally sustainable path moving forward. I'm getting a little ranty here. I think it's just because I'm tired. And while I could go back and retake this, or, you know, share some other bits and sound a little more professional, the truth is, you know, I'm gonna wind it down here. I'm gonna bring in just a moment here my sweet darling wife's music to close this out, and then, you know, bid you adieu. Oh, listen to that wheeze. Okay, rest up. Thank you for tuning in. Power to the youth, power to all the movements, and the Black, Indigenous, people of color, active activist movements who are making the movements move. You know, Black Lives Matter, the just all of them. I really appreciate it. And give your respect and give your thanks. And just one last thing while I'm ranting, you know, please do, if you have the capacity, the means, the privilege to have a roof over your head and a meal with your friends and or family, to consider going out and doing some nice deeds for those less fortunate, whether it's a soup kitchen or donating some brand new socks and blankets. There's a lot of people right here in our neighborhoods and in our country who are cold and hungry and deserve better. And, you know, while our government might not be meeting the needs of all those people, we can take what little bits of extra support and love and care we have to nourish and support our fellow human beings. Thanks.
Love.
Well, thanks for tuning in, as always, folks. We'll be bringing more updates with some of the good people involved in the Juliana versus U.S. case down the road here, seeing as how it is conveniently based right here in Oregon. And while the IPCC report and the WWF report are wordy and filled with hundreds of scientists' smart talk, there are a great deal of articles that summarize and distill the important parts of what was in them. And I really do encourage you to seek them out. Oh, and do so using Ecosia as your search engine. This is a great search engine that plants trees each time you make a search. How cool is that? Ecosia is ecosia.com. And I encourage you to make it your primary search engine. It's really a simple task. Okay, I really do need to go take a nap or something. I've also got a big batch of elderberry syrup I'm cooking up to tend to on the stove, which I'm pretty darn stoked about. Big thanks to the youth out there doing what needs doing, to all the scientists who are laying it straight, to the Extinction Rebellion folks who are taking actions to raise awareness of just how real this situation is we're facing. And thanks also to my darling wife, Rachel Robinson, for all the music in today's show. This episode was recorded, edited, and produced by me, Joe Culhane. And may you have a great holiday break out there. And give thanks for all that you have. This life can be pretty damn hard sometimes, and it really behooves us to be kind, patient, and as loving as we can be with one another. So, you know, love them all, why don't you? Every last one you meet.